This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Richard Buccieri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Buccieri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alberto Ambrosio, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Alberto. Last name is Ambrosio. On August 8th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 53-year-old male, height 5'2" tall, weight 150 pounds, period. The patient was a driver involved in an automobile accident on or about September 11th, 2022, period. He was wearing his seatbelt and denied loss of consciousness, but sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light at Capitol and New York Streets, period. The vehicle ran a red light, struck the front end of the patient's vehicle. The vehicle was totaled, but was drivable, period. The patient hit his head, comma, left shoulder, comma, and left knee on the vehicle, period. The next day, he had severe pain in his left knee, comma, left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, and the entire back, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still experiencing pain in his right knee and his low back, period. New paragraph. His right knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as an intermittent pain that occurs 3 days per week, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The lumbar area pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain that occurs 2 times per week, period. It is worse with movement and bending, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that a few days after he was seen in the emergency room at Eskenazi and was referred to Indianapolis Rehab, where he had approximately 36 visits, including physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected by the following, period. Bending, comma, housework, comma, yard work, and bicycling are affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include pain medications as well as over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is negative. New paragraph. Past surgical history is negative. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back or right knee in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he is an assistant in remodeling, period. It is a physical job, and he did lose his part-time job due to missing time for physical therapy, period. In total, he missed 2 months of work, period. The time missed from work would be consistent with his injuries, period. Presently, he has to work at a slower pace, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I reviewed records from Eskenazi as well as IIH medical records, period. That's Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. ProScan imaging of Avon, November 15th, 2022. MRI of the right knee showed an oblique undersurface flap tear of the posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus is present with an associated medial meniscus flap fragment extending superiorly, period. There's a small to moderate size knee effusion, period. Records from Ashkenazi Emergency Department dated September 14th, 2022, states 52-year-old previously healthy male who presents for evaluation status post MVC on Sunday, period. He has ongoing low back pain and left hip pain since MVC, period. Abnormalities were documented on physical examination. Impression was evaluation after MVC, comma, low back pain, period. He was discharged to home, period. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health in Rehab, September 19th, 2022. Noticed abnormalities, including diminished range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. He received therapy with massage therapy, comma, electrical muscle stimulation, and electrical heat pack treatment today, period. His diagnosis was cervical sprain strain, thoracic strain sprain, lumbar strain sprain, radiculitis, shoulder strain sprain, and knee strain and sprain, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all his treatment, as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 11, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive, flat and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid and negative, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 18 degrees, comma. Extension was also diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished strength noted in the lumbar area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 72 degrees left and 74 degrees right. Examination of the extremities revealed a normal left extremity, normal left knee, period. Examination of the right knee was abnormal with diminished strength, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the right medial knee with palpable heat, period. There was mild swelling medially, period. There was crepitance on range of motion, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee with flexion diminished by 32 degrees, comma, internal rotation diminished by 4 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the right medial knee, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number two, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and tear of the medial meniscus, period. Number three, left hip trauma resolved. Number four, shoulder strain resolved, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of September 11, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. We combine the two whole body impairments. The patient has a total 5% impairment as a result of the automobile accident of September 11, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the lumbar and right knee regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Low back injections would cost $3,500, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Surgery for the right knee medial meniscus tear would cost... Surgery for the right knee would cost approximately $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, surgeon, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.